Ethan Millard and Jeff Bell go head to head. It's Nightside Cross Points.
6 after on the Nightside Project. This is Cross Points. President Bush will fund the Iraq War, but he will not fund children's health insurance. Our panelists Ethan Millard and Jeff Bell are here to battle it out. Don't even bother texting me going, you don't know what you're talking, get off of my porch. I'm not going through that. That's for these guys to argue. Yell at them if you don't like what they have to say. Who's starting things off here?
Jeff.
Jeff, hit it.
Jeff's got to set this up.
All right.
Well, this is, we've got, just a few days ago, we had the president veto the S-CHIP authorization for the expansion of the S-CHIP.
Yep.
A few million kids uninsured would have got insurance, been able to get, you know, preventive health care instead of, as the president said, you know, they got health care. They can just go to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of keeping them healthy, we wait until they're broken, and then we try and fix them with medicine and huge bills.
Well,
so,
now this is not just for poor people. These are for people whose families make $80,000. Yes or no?
There were some certain sections that I was uncomfortable with up to that.
Is that one of them?
It
so that's
is,
not false.
It depends on where you live as to whether or not that's going to tag you. If you're living in Manhattan trying to make it on $80,000 with a family of five, you can't afford health insurance. So it doesn't make sense in Salt Lake City. No,
there are families of five in Manhattan.
Yes, there are.
Yeah.
And, by the way, I will agree. It's difficult for a single person to live on $80,000 in Manhattan, and that's really not stretching it with rent.
Well, exactly.
There.
And so you guys like Cannon and Bishop out there going $80,000 doesn't make any sense to me, rubble rubble. And you know, well,
do that again.
That's what Chris
rubble,
Cannon
rubble?
Says, rubble rubble.
Oh.
And okay, so he vetoed it, and he's like, "Yeah, just let him go to the emergency room and let the parents, you know, claim bankruptcy." Now this week he's popped up and he's like, "Oh, by the way, we're over budget on the war. Mm-hmm. All the money I asked for already. I need more. I need what was it, $49 billion more to finish out the year."
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps using the word success, like if he gets $49 billion, he's going to win it by Christmas. And he keeps using that word, and he used it the last time he asked for money, and the last time he asked for money, and every single time he does it, he's like, "It's for success.
One more
it's for,
roll
yeah,
of the dice.
It's
no,
for,
this time
it's for bullets and body armor.
This time it'll work, Ethan."
Here's my problem with this: is I'm not sure where the controversy is. I mean, obviously, of course, Democrats are going to be all up in arms over this. But I mean, frankly, reasonably, in the end, we have to do both. You know, we have to provide health insurance for kids. We have to provide funding for the Iraq War, right? I mean, can't we do both? Second of all, this S-CHIP thing, whereas I understand where the lines are drawn, Jeff. I mean, obviously, you fall on one line, the more Democrat side. But I fail to see the actual controversy, because conservatives in this have plenty of cover. As you mentioned, you yourself have all kinds of problem with the bill. Namely, that $80,000 a year deal. So, I mean, it seems like conservatives have all the room in the world to not back this S-CHIP expansion.
Let me ask you why you can say what you say about vouchers and talk about we have a surplus. Nice and simple for you.
Mm-hmm.
You got, you know, a surplus, and that's going to pay for it.
Right.
And then what do you have a printer in the back room with all the money for the war and we got enough money to pay for all this?
No,
do you get that overdrawn on your bank account at home?
No, I'm just telling Jeff that I think his outrage is cute, but it's a little on the naive side.
No, you just like entitlement programs where they have uniforms involved. That's all you want. Look, here's the thing. You said what?
I could say something about the uniforms, but I'm not going to.
He's a naughty boy. Here's the thing. You said, "Hey, can't we do both?" No, we can't. He vetoed the bill. Do Republicans have cover? A couple of them do, but not enough came across to override the veto.
Well, of course they don't have to.
They're chicken.
But why would they? I mean,
some
ever expect?
Some don't, but it's going to make a play. When you have, especially in Utah, when you have the kind of attitude we have towards kids, and you have even the governor, it was 80%. You know, whatever, we need a new mm-hmm. poll. But even he's going, we need that S-CHIP, and we need it to be expanded. And we've got almost, you know, 60,000 kids out there without insurance, you know, and the expansion takes it up even more than that. And you've got the states begging for it to be expanded. It's one of the most wildly successful programs to cover children. You know, and then the Republicans are like, oh, well, the president vetoed it. Well, and so, all they needed was 22 guys to cross the aisle.
Well, why, Jeff, would you ever think, you know about politics, why would you ever expect Republicans to cross the aisle in this? I mean, this is standard. It's the entitlement thing. You said it yourself. It's the entitlement thing. Republicans always resist it. So why on earth would they try and override a veto on a bill that would give health insurance?
Healthy children
to
is an entitlement that I can support as opposed to uniforms for you know, upper class kids to go to private school. I like healthy children. I like poor kids and middle class kids being able to, whose parents can't afford that health insurance, getting them into the hospital, not taking them off to some religious school.
You like healthy kids? We all like healthy kids, Jeff. I mean, we all like healthy kids.
Not Republicans.
Well,
they hate healthy kids.
That can't be a basis for any kind of like reasonable policy discussion.
Doesn't like black people.
Well, I've heard that. On
Thanks,
TV,
Kanye.
Which means it's true.
Thanks, Kanye.
It's stronger.
Kanye, I mean Jeff. Everyone likes healthy children. That's
not
what we're talking about.
No, look, you got a guy sitting in the White House right now,
right,
who comes from a family. He has never had to worry about health insurance. His kids have never had to worry about health insurance. Trying to bilk America into believing that they can run their kids in and out of emergency rooms, and that is the only way that they can get their kids taken care of. And there are millions and millions of American children that need the help, that can use the help, and can prevent diseases which cause the overburdening and the exploding cost of healthcare in America.
Final word, Ethan.
But you failed to explain to me why you were even surprised, amazed, or interested. Well, I mean, I know why you're interested. Why are you surprised this even happened? I mean, why on earth would you ever expect that number of Republicans to cross the line and support this kind of program against the president?
Not surprised they didn't. Just upset that they should have.
Ah.
I lied. That's not the final word. You have the final word. What do you think of this? Do you think it's apples and oranges? Who is full of crap here? Somebody's got to be. Maybe both. I'm just thinking. Maybe it's Kanye. I'm thinking it probably is, although I love Stronger. Isn't that a great... Well, anyway, I digress. Salt Lake City, 570-1027. In Provo, 470-1027. In Ogden, 670-1027. And our toll-free is 888-334-NITE, N-I-T-E. That's 334-6483. Do Republicans not want kids to get health care? Should the war in Iraq be ended right away and we give all the money to the kids? Why is Kanye West so angry? We'll answer all of those questions and so many more.